Okay, so Avi HaBen walks in with the baby. No, it doesn't work that way. How does the milah go exactly? And I want to make an interesting point that might be helpful to you in the future. The way it works is that the father and the wife, once she has a baby, she is a nida. So now, you can't pass things to each other. Hoshata is asur from husband to wife when she is a nida. So how do we get around that? So for us, Sephardim, what we basically do is that we have a keli al gabei kli. We have the baby on a pillow, on top of another pillow, and then, so I guess that would be like this actually, and then the father comes and he picks up the baby off of the pillow, and then that's how he takes it, that way without touching his wife's hand. Ashkenazim have a different minhag, they call that a kvater. Kvater is a big kavod, because it means that it's a segula for children, so usually you find a newly married couple, or people who are struggling to have children, and you find an appropriate way to ask them, would you be interested in being kvater? Kvater. Wow. Okay, so anyway, that's what they do. It's a big sigula for them, as long as they don't feel uncomfortable, that they are the ones who are the go-between. The mother passes the baby to the woman, the kvaterin, and then she passes it to her husband, as long as they are not nida. And then, I once had that kvater and kvaterin were also nida, so they asked, still have the sigula. Okay, figure it out. And then the kvater passes it to the father of the baby. So for us, we don't believe in any of that. We have a way around it. We have in kulot and nida that they don't have as much. But if you want to honor an Ashkenazi at your Brit Milah with kvater and kvater, and it's an extra opportunity to give someone a kavod. Think about it. You're making this party in Washington Heights. It's not convenient for anybody to come here. You have to appreciate the fact that people made the time to come. Right? And if you live in Great Neck, but your in-laws live in New Jersey, so that you force them to come all the way there, you have to find a way to make them feel, you know, appreciated. So it's important to figure out what are the opportunities. So now, you came into the room, you're holding the baby, right? Ana Hashem, Shema Yisrael, other Pesukim, beautiful. Zeach Yiseh Shel Eliyahu Navi Zachor LaTov. Okay, pick him up. Okay, Sandak, who is going to hold the baby for the duration of the Milah? You seat the Sandak with the baby, say whatever you have to say. Now it's time for the Berachot. Zmachloket Rishonim, Machloket Acharonim, and Minhagim. What do you do? There are two Berachot to say, Al HaMilah by the Mohel, and Lach Nisosh Bivrito Shel Avraham Avinu by the Father. If the Father is the Mohel, we can discuss that another time. Maybe both, maybe one. Change the Nusach, whatever it is. But either way, Lach Nisosh and Al HaMilah. Which one comes first? Usually we say, Mitzvot are over la'asiyatan, Tachlis is Machloket Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. We, at least according to Maran says, first you do Al Nimilah, and then you do Lach Nisosh Bivrito Shel Avraham Avinu. So that means the Mohel first, and then the Father. You go to an Ashkenazi or Moroccan Brit, that's exactly what you see. You go to a Eidot HaMizrach Brit, that's not Moroccan, and you see they follow the Rashbam. First, before anything happens, the Father stands there and says, Lach Nisosh Bivrito Shel Avraham Avinu. Nothing has happened yet. And then the Mohel begins and it says Al HaMilah and does everything. It's a machloket what you should do. You should just notice, don't be so proud, Sfaradi. You're not following Maran when you do that. You're following the Rashbam. So, okay, fine. Now, you do the Milah. In the middle of the Milah, you do a Shehechianu if you're Sfaradi. And then, Milah is over. The Mohel did what he had to do. Now it's time for the Berachot. First you say HaGefen Al HaKos. Then, Asher Kiddishi did min bet nuchok misher osam. Look in the Sidur for the exact text, different nuschaot a little bit. Between the Gemara, the Ashkenazi and Sfaradi Sidurim, things have changed, whatever it is. And then, after that beracha, is Kriyas Shem. Kriyas Shem. Eloheinu lo avoteinu, kayem adi yelad hazeh la'aviv l'imol, ikare shemo v'yisrael, etc. Give the baby a name. These are all the opportunities for kibudim. But sometimes that's not enough. Ashkenazim fabricated another kavod. It's called Amida Lebrachos. Who is going to hold the baby during the Kriyat Shem and the other Berachot? It makes people feel happy. Or maybe who's going to hold the baby's legs during the Milah, etc. These are all opportunities that you have to do. So I want to just point out that just like at a wedding we have a similar thing, there's one more Beracha you can say, and this is the one that you can do the use a lot. Because a lot of times, not only did they come all the way here, if you try to honor them with Asher Kiddish, Yidid Mibetan, V'chok, V'she'er, Osam, etc. Tzeisav, Ospreys, Kodesh. Not everyone is holding and has the proclivity of the Hebrew language to be able to pronounce all those difficult words. So what you do is you give the guy Bisamim and Shama Yisrael. After HaGefen, you say, here you go, Chavod Bisamim, hand it to your uncle, whoever it is, who will appreciate that you appreciated his coming. and you let him say Bisamim. Not a joke. I did this at my wedding. According to Rav Sadia Gaon, there are two Bisamims at a wedding. One for Kiddushin and one for Sheva Brachot. The Rambam only writes one of them. Fine, but if you have someone who needs a beracha, do one of them. Some people, I get scared when I say this. They say, what? Another bracha under the chuppah? We'll do it afterwards. I'm like, okay, listen, the Rambam said it like this. Rav Sa'adiyah Gaon said it like that. There's Sfaradi. What's wrong with you? Whatever, fine. Okay, but it doesn't matter. There is an opportunity. If you want to do hadas, preferably, other bisamim, okay? Either do it during the berachot under the chuppah, after the berachot under the chuppah, during the berachot of the milah, after the berachot of the milah. The person who's getting it won't realize and that it's a machloket, whether you should do it then or not, who cares? Give them the opportunity. It's a nice thing to do if someone came all the way there. Now, also the difficulty is that a lot of these things we try to be mehader, to give them to people who are upstanding spiritual observance. We try to give it to the biggest tzaddik, to be the sandak, to be the mohel. So if you're running out of kibudim, you should know Ashkenazi people will appreciate if they're single and don't have children, and they're married and don't have children yet. Kvater, kvaterin. And people who are not know that they can't say all these difficult words in the berachot and might not be spiritually observant enough to be ra'ui for the other kibudim, should offer them a hadas, offer them bisamim. It'll make them very happy and they can join in your simcha and you appreciate the fact that they came. Guys, hakarat tov is so important. Don't just say, oh look, it says in the sefer, I don't have to honor my father if he's mechal shabbat farhesia. Okay, that's a stupid thing to do. Halacha is one thing, but on the books. Think about it, they're paying for the brit. You're not going to get anything, come on. Appreciate people. Hakarat tov goes a very long way. Aruch Adonai le'olam, and amen. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that.